Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
You like singing and dancing and music? Well, so do we. So does Krishna. So you can do that eternally with Krishna. In this material world, there's no such guarantee. We may be forced into different situations where there's no such happiness.
So it means that it's better to be with Krishna, not here.
Yeah, that's true. You got it. You can be with Krishna here also. Krishna Conscious Movement is meant for exactly that. What does Krishna Conscious mean? To be conscious of Krishna, even here. Krishna Conscious means to live in the spiritual world even while we're in the material world. The example is given of a caterpillar goes from one leaf to another. So there's one leaf, another leaf. He puts his body on this leaf, and then he transfers himself and leaves the other leaf. So his body's on one leaf, he puts it on the other leaf, he's on both leaves, and then he transfers to the other leaf. So we're in the material world, and then we have to transfer. We have to transfer our consciousness into spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, and then when we're fully ready, we just leave the material world behind and we go to the spiritual world. So if you like Krishna consciousness, well, why not go the whole way? You don't lose anything. You lose repeated birth and death. Well, that's worth losing. You gain eternal life singing and dancing with Krishna. See, generally we think music, that makes us very happy, but you see there are so many musicians who they died horrible deaths or they committed suicide or whatever. How many names shall we say? Modern famous musicians, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, Brian Davis, Jimi Hendrix. How many of them all died horrible deaths? Their music ultimately didn't liberate them. So actually that music, that's simply an expression of their egotism. But Krishna conscious music, it's an expression of the joy of knowing Krishna. It's a different quality of music.
The reason why these musicians left this world because they weren't happy here.
They must have been unhappy. If you don't know Krishna, you must be unhappy. I mean, mostly this rock music, it's, you know, it's like a very intensely egotistic. It's an expression of tremendous frustration. I can't get no satisfaction. And this grinding and banging and it's like, you know, just pouring out your, it's pouring out your suffering, actually. But there's no solution in that. The solution is to glorify Krishna. That's the real platform of happiness. I mean, you've seen that Woodstock movie that I saw so many years ago, Janis Joplin having a nervous breakdown and on the stage. And what do you expect if you make a living out of screaming and yelling? And no one in this material world is happy. Even those who think they're happy. They've covered their unhappiness with a veneer of happiness, but inside they're suffering. Often we see, just like comedians, we think, well, they must be very happy because they're always laughing and joking. But usually they're laughing and joking. It's just to cover up that inside they're so much frustrated, and everyone's like that. You know, some people take pleasure in doing business and or politics and trying to become rich or trying to become famous, powerful. They're simply frustrated. They're not happy at all.
But there is a difference between being glad and being happy. And he was asking if somebody can be glad on this planet.
Yeah, you can be glad. That's what we're saying. Just like the pig is glad. He's not happy, though. Happiness means when there's no internal frustration, that the one's soul is fully full of joy. So there's a science to understand how we can come to that position. We're meant to be like that. Why are we trying to be happy? Why do people come from all over the world to Prague to look at the buildings? And why are people from all over the world trying to go to America to make some money? Why do some people like jazz music, some people like rock music, some people like waltz and ballroom dancing? Some people like eating hamburgers, some people like eating sausages, some people like vegetarian food. Why all these? Why do people go to the movies? Why do they work in the tram factory or any other factory? Because they're thinking that from this we will get happiness. Everyone is searching for happiness. So that everyone is searching for happiness suggests that there is some platform of happiness. Unfortunately, we don't know what the actual platform of happiness is. So the Vedic literature informs us that we are spiritual beings. We are not the body. The body is temporary. I am eternal. I am a soul. I live forever. Before this body existed, I existed. After this body drops down dead and is burned or thrown in the ground, I will continue to exist.
So I'm an eternal soul. I can't be happy on the platform of the body or even on the platform of the mind, which is also material. I have to know what my spiritual need is. So that information we get from the Vedic literature, which gives us spiritual knowledge, that as spiritual living beings we have an eternal relationship on the spiritual platform with Krishna, who is the supreme spiritual being, who is the reservoir of transcendental bliss and love and joy, all transcendental qualities. So our constitutional position is to be in consciousness of Krishna. And if we're conscious of Krishna, then we'll be happy. And as long as we're not, we can't be happy. Just like a fish, just to give the example, a fish, if you take it out of water, it can't be happy. If you give a fish a cigar and a bottle of wine and anything else that you might think might make someone happy, he won't be happy. If you bring him Miss Fish of the Year, Miss Universal Fish, the most beautiful fish, she opens and closes her mouth. It's so enchanting. You have such beautiful slime. So he can't enjoy because he's not in the water. He's not in his proper position. So in the same way as spiritual beings, we can't enjoy, we can't be happy, we can't be satisfied on the material platform. We have to come to our real position in relationship with Krishna. Then we'll naturally be happy by that fact alone. Please chant Hare Krishna. Try to understand there's no real happiness in this material world. Even if we think there's happiness, it's limited by time. We won't be in these bodies for very long. How old are you?
34.
So maybe you'll live as long as you've lived already in the same body. And maybe even a little more, maybe. But not much more than that. So we really don't have much time in these bodies before we have to move on. And you know, by the time you reach 34, it's already, physically, it's just down, 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 all the way down to death, isn't it? When you're young, you have lots of energy, but then gradually, one day you're combing your hair in the mirror and you see some lines on your face, and gradually the lines increase. Gradually the energy flows out of your body. And by the time you reach old age, even to do ordinary things such as walking up the stairs can become a very great endeavor. Very difficult. I remember seeing one old man in India. He said, when I was your age, I was a wrestling champion. He said, I could pick up two people like you and throw them across the room at the same time. But he said, now if I want to walk up the stairs, I need one person on each side to help me. I can't go anywhere without anyone helping me. See, that's everyone's situation. I am the greatest, said Muhammad Ali, boxing champion. But, you put him in no one could touch him because he was always moving or always dodging the punches. But if you put him in the ring now, then, you could just use him as a punch bag. In youth, we feel some exuberance. But, it all just fades away gradually. So those who put their faith in material happiness, they're disappointed. But those who develop transcendental happiness, then even in the old age of the body, they don't experience any distress. Stay young forever. We are young. We're not old. The soul is eternal, eternally young. Old age and death are conditions of the body.
Can we be glad that we have?
We can be glad. We can be glad. We're chanting Hare Krishna, we're very glad.
He was asking if we can be glad that we have appeared on this planet.
Yes. We're very glad. We're chanting Hare Krishna. We are very glad. We have something to be glad about. We're on this planet and fortunately we are chanting Hare Krishna. Something to be glad about.
And it is our fortune that we are on this planet?
It's our fortune that we're here on this planet and we have the chance to chant Hare Krishna. Otherwise, what's the fortune of simply getting born and dying again? You're born, you struggle, you pass stool and you die. How many times you pass urine and stool in your life? It must be about 50. The average person must do it about 50,000 times in their life. There's got to be a better existence than this. And you get so many old people, they can't control their bladders, so the urine just comes spilling out. Material life is miserable. We are convinced. If you're not convinced, it's up to you. It doesn't mean it's any less miserable. But there is hope. There's Krishna consciousness. Jai.